True story. This comes out of the 60s. There was a, and I'm not exactly sure where in the 60s it was, but early 60s, I believe, where a high school did a design a house you'd like to live in one day competition. And this girl did it kind of, you know, for a bit of fun. And she won. And yeah, it's very cool. Well, then they sent her to the county, which most counties back then had many schools instead of a big county school. And she went to that competition. She won. She won at the state competition. All of a sudden, she's gone from zero to hero. I mean, it's just, look at this girl, what she can do. She's 17 years old, and she's done this thing. She went to, now they got to send her to Washington, D.C. Now, this is back pre-internet and pre-mail and pre-cell phones and the like. This is no phone cards back then. You know, the only way they could get her was to put her on a bus. And the family couldn't go with her. They put her on the bus. But everybody's, yes, you'll win. Everybody says you're going to win. So she goes to D.C. and she competes against the other 50 people with Guam and all this other little guys there too. And they've got all their stuff in a cafeteria. And she doesn't win. And she didn't get second or third. She didn't get honorable mention. She gets nothing. Everybody back home, you're winning, you're winning, you're winning. Now she's got to ride the bus home a day or so and tell them I got nothing. So she's sitting there not eating her lunch when an old man walks in. And she watches him as he looks at every one of the displays. And he comes back to hers. Now he doesn't know her. He doesn't know she's sitting right there. Looks at hers again. And he mumbles to himself, I think this one's the best one. I think they missed it. And he walked out. And her life was forever changed because she recognized the man. It was Frank Lloyd Wright. And if he says, you're the best, you're the best. When you walk out of here, this world's going to tell you, you don't dress right, you don't have enough money, you're not getting enough sex, and you're not having enough pleasure in your life, and your Jesus isn't good enough, and this, that, and the other. And let them talk. Because Jesus says, come to the bridge. And he met you. And if he'll pay that price for you, he's not going to let you go that easy. Think on him. Be a bridge person. Don't trust the people in the world. They're going to change every time you turn around. But this is no rope bridge. This is a son of God. And he says, come on. Enjoy the ride.